final 10 minutes.
And OTC, NTDN 212 for ComCheck.
Good. Com, tell me.
I hear the same. STC?
Two.
ETC?
ETC is on 212.
All right, copy that.
NASA Test Director Jeff Spaulding confirming communications with his team. There will be two polls that we'll hear. One from Spaulding, the NASA Test Director, confirming the ground systems and the launch team are ready to proceed. At this point, we have a clear board, no constraints. We need confirmation from each individual on the NASA test director team. So we'll hear him poll his team. The other poll that we're waiting for is the poll from launch director Charlie Blackwell Thompson. We'll take that final status from NASA management before giving the go to come out of a hold. And you're seeing the clock count down at L minus 12 minutes.
CCL, OTC, or NRS1?
CCL.
Yes, sir. Reconfigure ARS primary loop ISO valves.
Copy, that's in work.
And CDR, OTC, or NRS1?
Go.
ARS loop ISO valves are being closed at this time.
Integrity copies.
NGDLP.
Go. Yes, I had a discussion with sea ice and with MER manager regarding the observation the sea ice had a few minutes ago. They were able to confirm with DCI photos that the condition that they observed has been there since 2025. MER manager has had a chance to review the findings, and they do not have any constraints from either a sea ice or MER manager perspective.
Okay. Copy all. And launch director, entity, you copy?
Yes, sir. I copy that. That's good news.
OTC, CCL, 212.
OTC.
ARS primary loop isolation valve configuration is complete.
Copy.
Currently connected to CMN network.
And CGLS NTD, cancel pending, please.
CLS copies, and that's complete.
All right, and for all personnel, we got a little bit more work to do before we pick up the clock, and we're about a little over a minute from getting to T-minus 10 minutes, but we've canceled the resume time there, and then we'll pick it up after we get through all of our work and anything else that we need to do to get through the remainder of counts. So we'll continue working that to get to our T-zero today. So when we get to about 50 seconds from now, we'll extend that hold.
CVSE OTC.
CVSE
400-290, looking to verify that we are configured for ascent.
Yep, give me about two more minutes. I'm going to start the CMA2 streaming.
Copy.
NTD, COSE, hold requested.
Copy that.
I have an LCC violation of O-CT-004, S-band transponder anomaly. This was a transient LCC violation, so transponder 1 had a demodulated SNR estimate that went down to 2 dBm. When it should have been between 10 and 13, it is now back up to 12, but we did lose that for just a moment. It does not appear that we lost our bit sync or carrier lock, which would be indicative that we lost our lock with the vehicle. So at this point, recommendation would still be go. However, we do have a pre-planned contingency procedure if we want to look at that. But again, this is transient, so we're back in a nominal range.
All right, let's see. LPE NTD.
Yeah, we're not seeing that hit. So I guess the question for COSE, was that less than 3 samples? Is that below our persistence?
Stand by. Let me look. It did look like it did persist for several seconds on mine, but let me take a look at the number of samples.
Could I get a repeat on the affected LCC, please?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be O-CT-004.
Thank you.